Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Wesley Michael Hayes, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
That old train coming by my house at sundown would let me know time to get on back to my house where we would gather and fill our cups and grandma tell us about what was up round that old train of sundown. That old train coming by my house at sunrise, coming by my house at midnight. Oh,
your mom came from a family of bootleggers. Is that true?
That is true. Well, when you're a bootlegger, it's everywhere. So they would just pack up and move and pack up and move every so often when the law would get on to them. And I asked, you know, young, where did the music come from? Because I was always fascinated with music. And her dad was one of four brothers that would sit and play music on the porch or wherever, you know, guitar, fiddle, banjo, and mandolin, those four brothers. So I would drag out his guitar from out from underneath his bed. It was an old guitar, and he didn't restring it. That was all I knew about my mother's side of the family, was that they were all from southwest Missouri, ended up coming into Arkansas, and then eventually settling in Warner, Oklahoma. Get my good side, Adam.
She been known to chase her whiskey with a double shot of Crown. Yes, she love a line dance when she's feeling down. She don't really smoke much, except the kind you pass around. Yes, she only stands out when she's in a crowd. She was born a wild, free spirit, and a natural breed of power. She likes to drink and fight and to make love. Taking road trips on her motorbike. Yes, she got tattooed when her daddy died. She likes playing guitar, banging on the drums. Yes, she gets real horny when she shoots a gun. She was born a wild, free spirit, and a match breed upon. She likes to drink and fight and to make make love. Yeah, that girl's got a rebel heart. Yeah, woo. Drink and fight and I make love. Yeah, that girl's got a rebel heart. Yeah, that girl's got a rebel heart. Yeah, that girl got a rebel heart.
Oh, thank you. Y'all keep it going for all those.
My father was a great influence on my music. My dad was from the Bay Area, grew up in the Haight-Ashbury time and, you know, served and ended up coming back to Oklahoma to play baseball and basketball at Bay Colon Junior College in the mid-60s, and that's where he met my mother. So you got a Bay Area transplant meeting a poor country girl from dirt floors and no running water, and here I am. He took me to my first concert, which was Jethro Tull, when I was 8 or 9 years old. And I did not know I was at Jethro Tull because my parents were not together then. They split up when I was young. And my dad would take me home. My mother would quiz me about, what did your dad take you to do? And years went by. I was in a record store in Nashville with my wife, and I'm turning these poster boards at this record store, and there's Jethro Tull in a karate get up playing flute. I went to Jethro Tull when I was little. Of course, my sister didn't remember it, and I really didn't remember it either, other than seeing that picture and that my dad would get in trouble for taking me places he shouldn't take me in.
When would that have been?
That would have been like 78, 79 in downtown Tulsa at Mayfest.
So that would have been after the sort of the Aqualung and all those sort of the
Rumble in the Bungle in the Jungle. Yeah. My dad exposed me to all kinds of music, from Skinner to Hank Jr. to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And just, he loved everything. And every concert I would do, when the concert was over, he would say, "Hey, you know what you need to do next?" We would do it. We would do that song. The only song I was never able to do for him before he passed away was a Delbert McClinton song called "Giving It Up for Your Love."
I'm thinking of a melody somewhere in my mind. A certain sound, a sweet perfume, brings it back to life. The memories of a haunting love linger like a haze. They're keeping time with steel guitars that played on our first day. I left my heart in Kansas in 1968. She took my time, my money, I took along in a state. The songs that fill my heart with pain somehow wake me up each day, so I can spend eternity in 1968. In my mind, I hear the lonesome cello cry to the words of Carolyn. I'll soon be lost in sorrow's waves, returning to his sea. That's where I'll find those steel guitars playing just for me. I left my heart in Kansas in 1968. She took my time, my money, and I took a long interstate. The sun to stay away. Somehow he wakes me up each day, so I can spend eternity in 1968.
Together doing the traveling, and what about the kids?
Well, we don't put it together. So we basically take a hiatus when my basketball season starts. I'm a basketball coach, so the 1st of November rolls around, we just put everything on hold. So if we can't play something local in Oklahoma, casino driven or private party driven, in December and January, then we just don't go. You know, I coach the way I play, which is 110 miles an hour. My voice is my instrument. You know, everybody I played football and basketball for was a veteran. I'm a drill sergeant, very much so. I'm only singing tonight because I didn't have a game for the last 7 days. If I would have had a game, I promise you, and my wife can attest to this, I would be hoarse. And I've hit some hoarse notes tonight. So then at the end of March, I just start booking out. So we go all of March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. And then we just kind of, you know, pick and choose November what we can do and what we can't do. You know, based upon my voice. So. He was all marked up. He was tattooed and scarred. Had a piece of shrapnel stuck in his arm. Drove an old army Jeep he left at home before the war. When that jukebox called him across the floor like a Tennessee stud in a raging storm. Slammed down his beer and he said, I wanna hear some Merle. There was a young punk standing in his way. He said, hey, old man, it's a dollar these days. You need to put away your nickel and your dime. Well, I prefer them free, the things I like a good ass kicking on a Friday night. You're looking at me like you think you wanna try it. Yeah, I think I'd like it. Uh-huh, I like it. He said, boy, you ought to think this through. I've killed better men than the likes of you. Gonna give you a lesson on the golden rule.
And after I'm done, you can buy me around. You can lick on your wounds while I dance around with your mama and your girlfriend. We'll get down. And the punk said, "Do you know who I am?" He said, "I don't really give a damn." Before you were born, I fought two tunes in them. You can buy us all just one song, or you can entertain us all night long. Either way, I think I heard you say that you were fine. Yeah, you know I like it.
Discord growing up in your household, and it was stressful for you as a young person?
It comes from dysfunction. And then at a young age, if you don't have counseling or some kind of help, which now I know I needed, that you develop bad tendencies. In my case, it was rage. I still have it. I still have trouble with it. Athletics was my outlet for many, many years. And then when I could not play anymore, my wife and I had our second born son 3 years after I was done playing ball in college, and he passed away. I was not prepared for that. I was not prepared to be a husband or a dad or anything. I certainly wasn't prepared for that, and that really just took me to a place in my life where I was incredibly unhealthy. And I had a good, sweet friend of mine named Stephen Baldridge who plays the Go Wing Express bluegrass band. He's like, "Dude, you need to write about your life. You lived a very messed up life. You just need to write about it." And so I started writing, and I was already writing. I started writing when I was like 19. I just thought everything was crappy, and I didn't want to share it with anybody. And, you know, you need validation as a songwriter. Put yourself out there. You want to know that you don't suck. So, you know, the first song I ever completed, I was 28 or 29, and I wrote a song called Yesterday. I wrote that song and played it for Steven, and we were living in Branson, Missouri, and he was like, "Dude, that's a good song." And so I knew when he said that, you know, I need to keep going with writing. So I'm just sitting on a mountain of music for 20-plus years and waiting for my kids to grow up, and just jumped back in about 8 years ago. So it's my therapy.
Take the stage, plug it in, look at the crowd, and there she is again, ready to take me home tonight. Tall and slim, I drank her in. She knows just how to make me swim. All alone on her deep end. But in the morning, I'm back out on the street. Alone, again in misery. Oh, big whiskey, you're my lover. You're my don't you call me in the morning, 'cause I don't want to see you again. Oh, big whiskey, you know you let me down. Make all my demons come round. Yeah, big whiskey. Another night, another show. I live my life life out on the road. Every highway seems to hold a song. When she shows up, I wear down. She set me up for another round. Whiskey bin and hellbound dreams. But in the morning, I'm back out on the street. Alone, again in misery. Oh, big whiskey.
Our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography, and thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Hey, once again, let's give it up for Wesley Michael Hayes here on the Red Barn stage. I think they got another one for us.
Let the man call Doc Mills after his pretty wife, Anna.
Well, he raised up a son like he eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after the man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Sit down, Amos. Make it count, son. Folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator, and just use one hand. Well, it's all he got left because the alligator bit it. Left arm got cleaned up to the elbow. Well, his hip got wind of Amos. Was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he stuck in the swamp going to get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana chef went to. Well, you can show you lost in Louisiana by you. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, with a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Anna. Well, he raised up a son like he loves waiting grocery. Named him after the man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. About 45 minutes at the east of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Anna. Well, he raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after the man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Thank you, Warren. Thank you for having us out. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Red Barn Radio. Check me out at WesleyMichaelHayes.com. I'm on Twitter.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Wesley, Stacy, Mike, Randy, and Steve for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.